Hi everyone, welcome to Life Transitions. My guest for today is Jennifer Bass, who is the Executive Director of Azalea Estates here in Monroe. Hi Jennifer, how are you?
I'm doing great, Anita. How are you? Thank you so much for having me today.
My first question to you would be about living options. By the time we reach a certain age, we need different kinds of services.
So right.
What are the various living options available to people as they begin to age?
That's such a great question, Anita. There are so many different options. And you mentioned that at a certain age, but it's really so much more, not so much a number, but what are that person's needs and how can those needs be met? We are very, very fortunate in the Monroe, West Monroe area to have the Monroe Housing Authority and their properties for retired living. A lot of people don't realize that that is not something that's available in most cities, especially cities the size of Monroe and West Monroe. You generally have to go to a much larger city to find that type of property. Those are independent apartments. Some of them are in apartment buildings that may be two or three stories high, or maybe even more than that, such as Francis Tower downtown. Some of them are patio apartment type homes that are more of a community look instead of an apartment look. And those properties are designed for senior adults, but they are not providing any type of additional services. There is the opportunity for a meal in a congregate setting at lunchtime during the week. But other than that, they provide maintenance, they provide some activities, but they really don't have any other assistance like you would find in assisted living.
So these are what we call as retirement communities?
Correct. Those are independent living retirement communities.
What is the next level after that?
The next level would be assisted living. Assisted living is what I like to tell people. It is between being completely independent in your own home or apartment and needing continuous nursing care like you would find in a nursing home setting. So in an assisted living, you still have your apartment, you have your private space, you bring your own furniture, your own pictures to put on the wall, you have your own television and your own phone line, and those things are available for your privacy, but you also have the opportunity to have assistance with bathing or dressing. Your meals are prepared for you. There's someone there 24 hours a day, so you feel safe and secure in knowing that there's someone right on the other side of your door.
Is this the kind of facility where someone can come in with their spouse, live with the spouse, have an apartment, and have a regular life?
Absolutely. We have, at Azalea Estates, we have several residents who still drive, and they come and go and do what they want to do.
That's really good, because I think that's one thing that we all want as we are aging, to retain our independence as much as possible.
Absolutely. That is so important, and we want that for our residents as well. The longer our residents are independent, the better off it is for everybody.
Would assisted living facilities also provide medical services, say if someone wants a medical checkup or have their blood pressure checked out, you know, just the basic services? Would they do that?
More often than not, there is someone there that can check blood pressure. We're a little bit limited in what we can do because we don't have nurses on staff. So we can provide transportation to doctor's appointments. Because this is your home, you can have home health or hospice come in. And in that setting, you can have a nurse come in and check on you periodically. We have several residents in our community who need assistance with medication. So they've contracted with a nurse to come in and provide medication management for them.
So after assisted living, the higher up category needing more assistance would be nursing homes?
Correct. Nursing homes where assisted livings don't have nurses on staff necessarily, more than likely they don't. Nursing homes have nurses all the time. They're there 24 hours a day. So those needs that, you know, where you may need, say, wound care, or maybe you've got some very specialized medical care that you need, those are the types of residents that would need to be in a nursing home where they have access to 24-hour nursing care.
Very often we think that people with disabilities need nursing home care. Is that a myth or is that a fact?
Well, it's a not necessarily. How's that? It depends on what their disability is and how it can be managed, whatever setting it needs to be managed in. If it is a disability that requires nursing care on a regular basis, then they probably do need to be in a nursing home. If they have a disability that requires them to, say, use a motorized scooter, that doesn't necessarily mean that they need to be in a nursing home, because they could very well function quite well in an assisted living setting with the assistance of somebody bathing and dressing and maybe reminding them to come to meals and that sort of thing.
What about special conditions such as Alzheimer's or dementia? Would you need even more specialized living arrangements for that?
Well, you need different specialized living arrangements. And the sad thing, Anita, about dementia and Alzheimer's is that so often their mind is not good, but their body still is. So you've got someone who still wants to go outside and walk around the block, but can't remember how to get back home again. So you've got other issues that you need to look at. Those would be people that need to be in an area that is secure, meaning they can't get out of that building without somebody else letting them out, because it's not safe for them to just be able to wander outside the building, and they may not have the mental capacity to realize this is a busy road, I don't need to be walking in this road, or it's 3 o'clock in the morning and I don't need to be wandering around the streets at 3 o'clock in the morning. So they may be in a nursing home, they may be in an assisted living, but in either case, they need to be in an area that's secure for them and can meet those specialized needs that they have.
Jennifer, you're also associated with the Alzheimer's Walk as a fundraiser. Is that right?
That is correct. I've been the co-chair for the Walk to End Alzheimer's for 2017 and 2018.
Cool. So tell us more about that.
Oh, we have watched this walk. I have been working with the Alzheimer's Association for about 15 years off and on. And I remember many years ago when we hoped someone showed up. That was kind of where we were back then. And now, you know, now we're looking at goals of 400 participants and 60 teams and $71,000 to be raised. And at our walk in 2017, we were right there. The day before the walk, we had 59 teams registered, and our goal was 60. And we were telling anybody that would listen, we need one more team. Well, apparently they listened, because we ended up with 68 teams, which was so exciting. We wanted 400 people there. We had over 500. And again, you know, when you've seen this grow over the years, and you've seen where maybe 50 people was a good walk, and now we have 500 people. It's very exciting. And it's exciting because we have a goal as the Alzheimer's Association and the National Institute of Health to have a cure for Alzheimer's by the year 2025.
That would be fantastic.
Wouldn't it be wonderful?
Yes.
Every year at the Alzheimer's Walk, we have what we call our Promise Garden. And we have different flowers that are different colors, and they represent maybe a caregiver or someone who has actually been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Or maybe you had someone in your life who passed away from Alzheimer's. Well, we do all of these different flowers, and we have people hold them up, and then we go plant them in the ground. And that we call that our Promise Garden. And for the last few years, we've had a child hold a white flower, because that white flower represents someone who will see a world without Alzheimer's one day.
That is a very nice way of presenting that information.
Right.
So why do we have this desperate need to address the problem of Alzheimer's?
We have so many people who have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's or with some other form of dementia. We now know that about 1 in 3 seniors die from Alzheimer's or another form of dementia. We have more than 5 million Americans living with Alzheimer's right now. And when you think about Alzheimer's, as with any other disease, you have to think about the caregivers as well and the cost of providing care. It's estimated that we have more than 15 million Americans who are providing unpaid care. These are family caregivers to people with Alzheimer's or another form of dementia. And that translates into 18 billion hours that's estimated to be valued at $230 billion.
Those are humongous
figures
that you're referring to.
They're huge. And it's, you know, my mom asked me not long ago when a friend of hers passed away from Alzheimer's, and she said, you know, we used to never hear about people with Alzheimer's. Why do we hear about it so much now? And I said, well, you know, there's so many different pieces to that answer. One is we're living longer, we're talking about it more, and we're diagnosing it better. And, you know, whatever we're doing, we just still need to keep working toward a cure. And that takes a whole lot of money, unfortunately.
Jennifer, I really appreciate the amount of information that you have shared here today, because this should be a beginning
right.
for people to try to find out more and try to get help for their loved ones.
Right.
I really appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And I just, one last thing would like to say, if anybody's interested in more information, they can go to the Alzheimer's website, very easy to remember, alz.org. You can find lots of information there. You can also make a donation on that website.
My guest for today was Ms. Jennifer Bass, who is the Executive Director of Azalea States. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.